with SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump is safe at this hour. That after gunshots were fired in his vicinity as he and friends were playing a round of golf today in Florida. Initial reports do say the former president and members of the Secret Service heard several popping sounds later thought to be from a nearby semi-automatic weapon. Not immediately clear whether the reported shots were targeted at Mr. Trump or if it came from an entirely different source. The Secret Service is investigating, and again, we reiterate, former President Donald Trump is safe, and he was not harmed in any way. It was just 2 months ago Mr. Trump was shot and wounded in Pennsylvania. Also, at SRNnews.com, Mr. Trump is rejecting another debate with Vice President Harris, at least for now. Greg Clugston reports.
On Thursday, Trump emphatically ruled out debating Harris again before the November election. But on Friday, he suggested that he could change his mind. At a news conference in California, Trump said perhaps he would agree to another debate if he got in the right mood. The vice president has challenged him to another debate, and Fox News Channel has proposed three possible locations and dates in October. But for now, the answer is no. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Top military leaders from the U.S. and China have met in Beijing earlier in the day for routine talks. Those talks had been suspended for a couple of years as ties between the two nations had soured somewhat. At least eight people have died during a failed attempt to cross the English Channel from northern France late last night into Sunday morning when authorities spotted a boat in distress. Vessel was loaded with dozens of people near a beach. This is SRN News. Supreme Court justices in bulletproof vests.
The Washington Post quotes Amy Coney Barrett at a recent conference as describing how she was required to wear body armor in 2022 after a leaker revealed that the High Court was likely going to overturn Roe v. Wade. Some abortion radicals began issuing threats and demonstrated outside the justices' homes. Security was increased for the justices, including the use of bulletproof vests. A California man is currently being tried for trying to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge says two boys can play on girls' sports teams while the teens challenge a ban in New Hampshire. Families of the boys sued in August, seeking to overturn the Fairness in Women's Sports Act that Republican Governor Chris Sununu signed into law in July. The judge found the plaintiffs likely to suffer irreparable harm if they are not allowed to play on the girls' teams. This is SRN News. Battery-powered devices overheating more often on planes. John Scott explains.
And that's raising a fire danger concern. The risk is coming from lithium-ion batteries that power all kinds of portable electronics. Safety Science Group UL Standards says that overheating incidents rose 28% from 2019 to 2023. E-cigarettes and power banks overheated most often. That's significant because about a quarter of passengers surveyed said they put those devices in checked baggage. TSA rules say vaping cigarettes and power banks using lithium-ion batteries can only go in carry-on bags. John Scott reporting.
And recapping our top story, Donald Trump and Secret Service agents and a few friends out for a round of golf earlier today in Florida when they heard gunshots nearby. The Secret Service quickly got the former president out. Mr. Trump is okay. More details at SRNnews.com.